Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
This devotional was written by Jill Pope and read by Greta Smith. Torchbearers. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. They, compassions, are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Last night, I came home from work exhausted. Monday was a long week, and Tuesday was even longer. I was out of energy. I cried my laments as I ate a late dinner and had no time to relax. I got to Friday and celebrated the end of another week. As a culture, we are in love with a sense of accomplishment. We relish marking things off of our to-do list. We idolize our own laments. We bask in our productivity and letting everyone else know how hard it has been. We wish things over, finished, spent, done, complete. I've never really thought about it until the moment I started writing this, but one way of looking at being a good Christian is that it totally lacks any sense of completion. It's never over. Our mission will not end. Well, that could be frustrating and exhausting if you've been raised in a culture that celebrates a cult of accomplishment. Being Christian is not about what I accomplish. I have created nothing. A better question is, am I compassionate? From where is compassion born? Do we produce compassion, or is it given to us to share with those around us? If I am compassionate, then it is because God has renewed my compassion each day. I create compassion no more than I produce light in this world. If I have a light to shine, then it is because God has gifted me light. Every morning, new mercies, compassion, and light are shared with me as a gift. Great is thy faithfulness. God has faith in me. God has faith in me. God renews his compassion for me every morning. God believes I can rise every day renewed with passion and compassion to carry out his mission, a never-ending mission. Endless compassion is given to me. Each day dawns and his light shines brightly in me. It is an illusion that it is dark in this world. Just as the sun never sets, God's love surrounds us even in the darkest hour. It is easier for you and those around you to see your light when you are in the darkness. The light is always with us, but if we are standing where the light of Christ is all around us, then anything we are saying or doing is part of what is already visibly good. When we seek the darkness and shine the light of Christ and share compassion with those in the darkness, then we light a path for them. We are torchbearers. And may our light never falter as it is renewed each day with the compassion of our Lord. Lord, great is your faithfulness. Let us pray that we can begin each day renewed by your compassion for us. May we share your love, compassion, and light with all that we encounter each day. And when we are exhausted at the end of a day, help us to remember that this is a sign we have done your work and that you are the source of our renewal. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.